Today's softball results are brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors you can trust. It was a doubleheader between Carroll and Ballard today. In Game 1, the Tigers would fall 15-0. Emma Danner would pitch 3 innings with 10 hits given up, 15 runs allowed, 11 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, and 6 of those being walks. It was a 13-inning first for the Ballard Bombers. The Tigers would come back in the second game, and they would still fall, but a closer one, 14-6. You had Talia Hahn going 2-for-3 with an RBI. You had Bailey Bowman going 2-for-4 with an RBI. Emma Danner went 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Kyle Owen went 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Kyra Hosenfelt would pitch 5 1/3 innings with giving up 12 hits, 14 runs, 12 of them being earned, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. The other 2 scoring would be 2 from Kylie Bellinghausen and 2 from Kenley Schroeder. For the Kemper Knights, they would fall in both of their doubleheader games tonight, 9-8 in the first one to Clarinda, as that one you would have Chloe Galen going 2-of-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Taylor Heidoff going 2-of-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Charlotte Schwabe with a walk and a run scored. Addison Schoen, big clutch play in the bottom of the 7th as they would trail 9-4. She'd hit a grand slam. She'd go 2-for-3 with a home run, 4 RBIs, a run scored, and a double. In that as well, Ellie Schreck, 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Malia Adams, 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Aubrey Cardiel would pitch 7 innings, giving up 12 hits, 9 runs allowed, 8 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit by pitch. In the second game, probably the longest game I have ever broadcasted, honestly, it was 22-12, 34 combined runs, both teams just hitting the ball around the field everywhere. Chloe Galing went 2-of-3 with 3 runs scored. Taylor Heidoff had 3 runs scored. Charlotte Schwabe went 3-of-3 with a homer, a double, and a 5 RBI game. You also had a run scored from Avery Pudence and from Malia Adams as well. The Knights would fall in that one 22-12. Looking at IKMA tonight, they would fall to Missouri Valley 2-0. Anna Stengel would be walked twice. Cadence Ketchum would pitch 7 innings, giving up 7 or 8 hits, 2 runs allowed, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 6 walks. It was 1 in the 3rd and 1 in the 7th, so Missouri Valley pulled away late in that game. For another exciting game as well, Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton-Audubon picked up a win over a pretty good opponent in Riverside 2-0. Taryn Peterson stood out in this game, going 2-of-2 with 2 runs scored and 3 stolen bases. Riley Miller would pitch 7 innings, giving up 2 hits, 0 runs, 9 strikeouts, and a walk. The Wheelers and the Spartans would get it done with 1 in the 1st and 1 in the 5th to pick up the 2-0 victory. Our final game of the night, Coon Rapids Barrett at Woodbine. A lot of runs in this one, 15-7. Woodbine would pick up the win. You'd have Anna Hart going 1-of-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Jamie Kraft would pitch 4 innings, begin the losing pitcher with 9 hits, 14 runs allowed, 8 of them being earned, 4 strikeouts, 8 hit by pitches, and 8 walks and 3 hit by pitches. Maddie Mason would go 2-of-3 with a run scored. You'd have Amelia Eddy going 2-of-3 with a double and 2 RBI as well. Woodbine would score 5 in the 4th, which really put the dagger in the Crusaders. That was a look at your softball results this evening, brought to you by the CB Sports Network.